Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues, the last 25 minutes of the show today here on Wednesday, December the 11th. Tim, Ed, and Wesley. And now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm got a little bit of a chest cough thing going. So
Why don't you sit within 3 feet of me for 30 minutes?
I could do that. Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't even need to know that, quite honestly.
Well, you asked how I didn't want to lie.
No, well, I wouldn't tell people that if I was going to sit right next to him. But anyway.
Well, we know the 3 foot works.
That was 6 foot.
Yeah. Oh, six. No, six feet.
You're safe.
Oh, nine
Wesley.
Feet. Okay.
And Ed's
I'm so-so. Tim, you're cooked.
You're cooked.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Is that what it was? I thought it was three.
I got it.
So it was 6 foot. It was a social distance.
Yeah, social distance. Yeah, that was 6 foot.
I've got 17 different vaccines.
How quickly they forget.
That seems like 100 years ago.
I know, right?
What's that?
The all that COVID stuff. Six foot, you know, separate 6 feet. Yeah. The aisles in stores going opposite ways. You could only go one way down an aisle. Just seems like 100 years ago.
What are the chances of myself the last three Fridays stopping at the same local grocery store last three Fridays, parking beside the same gentleman who pulls up about the same time, either before or right after, and he's got two masks on, and he's in his car, and he gets out. It's happened 3 weeks in a row.
I'd say the chances of that are 100%.
Apparently, because it's already happened, right? But of course, he's a very nice guy, but he's got out and he's asked me, he's like, man, I like your truck. And he's doing a care, but he's carrying on a conversation with two masks.
Two masks.
And so I don't know. I don't know, but I'm past it.
Well, I tell you, it could be there's a guy on the loose called the Mask Stalker.
Yeah, it could be.
Oh.
And you better be watching for that
guy.
But
at this point, I need to get
through. Anyway, no, I don't think that's probably the Lord trying to tell you something.
Apparently. Get mask on, right?
Well, yeah, is that a fleece? Could that be a fleece, Ed?
He said, if you're going to put me on the spot, on the spot.
I don't think that's a valid fleece.
Oh, you don't?
If I see
a man 3 weeks in a row drive up with double face mask on
and
park right beside me,
then I will do what?
I'll
wear a mask.
I don't think Wesley would ever do that. You've probably heard the story before, but our listeners have.
Yeah.
I set a fleece before the Lord. Back in 1981, I had asked the young woman who would become my wife, so spoiler alert, I'd asked her out twice and she turned me down. And I just told the Lord, well, I guess it's just going to be me and you, Lord. I was on my way to the gym. It was about 7 a.m. I was at Bible college and I said, because I was going to walk by her apartment, if she will come outside, I'll see her, I'll ask her out a third time. And here she comes, walking across the street from beside a building.
Not walking down the street.
Now it was from the opposite direction. She was house-sitting an apartment friend's apartment.
Wow.
And she's walking back to her apartment. And I asked her out, and she said yes.
I thought you could say she said no, but that was your fleece. You have to go another seven times.
I had said, if I see her right now, because I said, it's just you and me.
You didn't have to run her down, did you? Hey, before you go inside.
No, she saw me. We stopped and talked, and I said, hey, I got some tickets. A bunch of us are going to go see the Red Sox play the Texas Rangers. You want to go?
Oh, because you're going to school in Dallas.
Yeah, going to school in Dallas. Yeah. I was at a Bible college.
That's cool.
And she said yes.
And the rest, as they say,
is history.
Two children and how many grandchildren later?
Five grandchildren.
Nice. Yeah.
So that was a fleece. I just basically said, God, I'm ready. You and me till the rapture. And apparently Jesus said, nah, I don't want you.
I can't use you.
I've never had a fleece. Is a biblical. You don't tell people what it is who don't know what we're talking about.
A fleece goes, this is from Gideon, the story of Gideon, where he was not sure what God was. He didn't have the scriptures like we do, Old Testament, New Testament. And so he said, Lord, if you're really, I don't remember all the particulars, if you are really telling me to do this, I'm going to set out a lamb's fleece. And if the ground is wet and the fleece is dry, and then he asked again and reversed it, then I'll know that you're truly commanding me to do this. And I don't recommend that as a way we should
everything
go,
you do every yes. day. Yeah.
So I think you cast lots.
That's
which I think that's a better way to go.
They
just
did
draw straws.
The apostles did that in Acts chapter 1.
Yeah, whoever draws the shortest straw.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get us off on.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Well, we kept using the term fleece, and I was thinking there's probably a lot of people who are new Christians or not Christians, don't know what we're talking about. But it's a biblical, it's an Old Testament biblical way of getting a message, getting an answer from God.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with taking people's money, fleecing people.
No.
No, it's a different use of the word fleece.
Ed's done that before, too, though. So, yeah, that's a previous life. We don't even have
I never stole.
You never stole?
Large amounts.
Large amounts.
I will, listen, I was a sinner before I got saved. I became a Christian at 20.
Right.
I was.
You sinned.
I sinned.
Not in a big way.
You might not have been guilty in California.
Not in a go to jail way.
Not in a no.
No, just
I didn't steal from stores.
No.
I
just from friends.
Mom's purse, maybe.
All right, Steve.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. It's time to move on. Move on, Steve. What do you got?
All right.
What's your first story of encouragement?
Well, we've been looking at Daniel Penny after the trial. His attorney, his name is Steve Razor, is considering very seriously a counter lawsuit against Alvin Bragg for malicious prosecution.
Nice.
So he's eyeing malicious prosecution lawsuit against District Attorney Alvin Bragg and others.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
If it violates constitutional rights and established law, you can.
He did some very questionable legal strategies. I don't know. It would have been probably reversible had he been found guilty, but it would be a civil suit, but they're considering it. Alvin Bragg is not very popular with the MAGA crowd, and I don't know if Daniel Penny's MAGA, but I want you to hear what Alina Haba, who's gonna
who,
be
who's Steve
Alina Haba.
This is his lawyer?
This is going to be a counselor to President Trump. Legal counsel to President Trump. This is what she has to say about Alvin Bragg. Cut six.
Alvin Bragg is a disgrace. I have said that for years. I have said that under what he did to President Trump. And I can assure you, as counselor to the president, when I get in the administration, I will make sure that this is not happening again. It is very disturbing to me. We have Pam Bondi in the attorney general's office. She's going to be tremendous. We have people making sure that these types of attacks on individuals, while migrants run loose, while people can't go to parks, while people are afraid to take subways, that this exact thing does not happen. Alvin Bragg has made a shame of New York. He has ruined our city, and it is really, we have no place for it in America anymore. And I can assure you, on January 21st, I will definitely be putting my head down to make sure whatever we need to do to make sure this doesn't happen does not happen again.
You know, before President Obama, his two administrations, I would have thought, well, this is just kind of bloviating, because the federal government doesn't have anything to do with what a local police department or a local district attorney's office does. That is city and state business. But you remember after, some of the things that happened in Missouri and some of these other places, President Obama sent FBI agents swarming in Ferguson, Missouri, for example, other places. We're going to check and make sure you're not racist. And so I don't know. Maybe the Trump administration would have legal grounds to investigate what Alvin Bragg has done.
I'm trying to remember if Alvin Bragg is a federal district attorney in New York, in New York, or if he's a state district. If he's employed by the state,
right?
Or employed by the federal government.
I think he's a district attorney of Manhattan.
He is the district attorney of Manhattan. But does the federal government reach down that far to appoint or to.
No, they have federal prosecutors that may have a federal prosecutor's office in Manhattan.
Which would be federal.
But that would be okay. Federal crimes.
Well, the lawsuit, they say, as Reiser said, the lawsuit would target Bragg for blurring the ethical lines with the case's handling. It'll also go after the medical examiner's office, which he alleged colluded with Bragg. Remember, the medical examiner said this that the guy definitely died of choking. The death was definitely because of the choking, and it wasn't.
That's right.
So he's going after him. He could be going after him.
Well, there is a lot to investigate with regards to what happened to President Trump. Simply according to some of the facts that have seeped out about, did the Biden administration work with state and local prosecution? The Attorney General of New York, for example, Manhattan District Attorney. Did the Biden administration, did the White House collude with them to go after political opponents? That's probably gonna happen in terms of investigation. I'm sure the shredding trucks are
they might be. Adam Schiff doesn't seem worried. Cut 11. Sorry, Brent didn't give you.
I don't think the incoming president should be threatening his political opponents with jail time. That's not the kind of talk we should hear from a president in a democracy, nor do I think that a pardon is necessary for the members of the January 6th committee. We're proud of the work we did on that committee. It was a fundamental oversight obligation.
Hey, yeah. By the way, has the January 6th committee, have they quit meeting? Are they still?
They're done.
They disbanded.
Yeah.
And destroyed all their evidence.
They destroyed all their evidence.
So they did wrap it up?
I think it's supposed to be illegal.
Yeah.
I just wondered what year they were going to. You know, wind it down.
That's a good question.
They wanted to ride that horse up through the 2024 election, but the public didn't care anymore.
That went about 2 years, I think, didn't it?
Yeah.
2 years. So we played this because how hypocritical can you get?
I know. You said that the Justice Department weaponizing, did it collude with the White House? Did the White House instruct the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump? Well, Adam Schiff, the senator-elect from California, says, perish the thought.
Yes.
How could it?
Well, you talk about how far left California's gone. They elected this guy?
Yeah.
Statewide office.
Yes.
I mean.
And now he'll be a senator.
Well, they also elected Kamala Harris, though, in California.
Yes. That's right.
Just geniuses out there.
Well, Dianne Feinstein, till she passed away, she was there.
Halfway normal.
Nancy Pelosi.
She was pretty smart.
No, I'm just talking about in terms of how far left.
Oh, they're far lefties.
Some of these people.
I remember Dianne Feinstein when she came on the scene. Do you know that she became mayor when she replaced Moscone when he was killed, assassinated?
That's not the same time as after Harvey Milk?
Same assassination.
Okay.
The guy killed Harvey Milk and a mayor.
Moscone. Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. Missed that one. When was that?
73, 74. I don't know.
Okay.
So yeah. She was mayor?
She was deputy mayor, I think. She became mayor.
What about Dianne Feinstein?
Dianne Feinstein.
Who would later become the senator of.
And served California. a long time.
Well, yeah. You say long again.
I could.
Yeah. All right. Next story, Steve.
All right. We got to watch what's going on with the Biden administration as they're coming out of office. It looks like they are looking to empty the bank account, do what they can to spend all the money and to fund the things that they think Donald Trump is going to get rid of before they leave. For example, the Biden administration has renewed a controversial sanction waiver that will allow Iran access to some $10 billion in payments from Iraq. They have transferred $20 billion loan to Ukraine backed by Russian assets in the United States. And the Doge people, that would be Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, are wanting to talk to Gina Raimondo, the Commerce Secretary, as to why she is trying to exhaust the remainder of the CHIPS and Science Act multi-billion dollar appropriation. The CHIPS Act was a piece of legislation that was intended to bring and keep software chips manufactured locally in the United States.
Had nothing to do with Lay's. No. But that was how widely reported.
Yes. Yeah. Erroneously.
Erroneously. Well, you can't trust the liberal media.
That's right. You heard here.
Talking about Lay's potato chips.
Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, but they're spending like a drunken sailor, I guess, trying to, because a lot of change is coming when Donald Trump gets.
And DOGE is Department of Government Efficiency.
Yes.
This is the newly created. I'm just going to make a little fun here, folks, so don't email me. Uh-huh. The new government department created to cut government spending.
Right. Yeah, but I think they're working as volunteers.
Yes.
But
it still sounds, they are? Yeah.
It still
yeah.
sounds funny.
And
yeah.
they don't have to be Senate appointed, so they're
yes,
in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I saw Elon Musk toting his three-year-old around on his shoulders going to office the other day. They're going doing something in D.C. So I think they are working voluntarily.
They
I
are.
Think it's just, yeah, it's just
even the staff, even the staff involved.
I think he can pay them if he wants to. Elon Musk, Ramaswamy, he's got some money of his own.
And listen, I was like just, I was just joking. I'm all for creating a small government department to dismantle the big departments.
Yeah.
Come out ahead in the end.
All right, next story, Steve.
I know you guys talked a little bit about ratings, the cable ratings. CNN is having a really hard time. In fact, CNN
bless them.
Finished number 17 among cable stations during primetime last week.
There's that many cable stations?
Yes.
Well, there's more. There's
well,
a lot
because
more than
it's
that.
Not
think
just
about
news stations.
Wesley, I think you're thinking cable news.
I am.
Okay. Steve's talking about all cable channels.
Okay, I'm joking.
So CNN finished number 17 among all cable channels.
And which is lower than the Food Channel.
Yeah, okay, I'm checking.
The Food Channel.
Yeah.
Did better than CNN?
Better than CNN.
Well, they got better content.
Among a demographic.
Frankly.
And
you like Bobby Flay, do you?
I don't actually watch it. My wife likes it.
Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is from Charlie Kirk tweeted out that CNN average viewership from the 25 to 54-year-old age bracket, which is the people with the money. This is the people that the networks are targeting. CNN had 41,000 viewers overall.
How many?
41,000.
Like for a nightly show?
This would be the number of viewership final week, the week of November. CNN's average viewership with the group was 41,000. MSNBC's was just 29,000, to which Charlie Kirk observes those two amounts put together would not even fill Lambeau Field. There's not enough people watching.
The Green Bay Packers play football. So that's pretty stunning. So this is the last week of November, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is in the wake. This was strange. Now, Tim, you and I on this program, and Wesley, we were talking about after the election, should Trump win, this will be a boon to MSNBC and CNN because it was after Trump won in 2016, but it's actually gone the other direction.
It hasn't been.
They're bleeding.
They're on drugs now.
You're exactly right.
I'm not laughing at being on drugs.
And I think that what you're pointing out, Ed, I think it points to a real sea change in culture. Donald Trump is now, it's acceptable to,
well, it's a deal with it world.
Yeah.
I mean, these lefties and liberals can, how many times can you go outside and shout, yell into primal screams into the air?
Well,
before you go, you know,
election,
I'm tired of doing this. I'm just
the answer was a lot,
lot of them, yeah. But anyway,
but it's not accomplishing anything.
Not accomplishing anything. That's why that couple with the show on MSNBC.
Joe and Mika.
That's why they went down to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump. I mean,
yes.
it's just reality that he's the president, so you're gonna have to deal with it. So, what can we do to talk to him about current events or what's going on or whatever? So, I think that's where a lot of these people are. Someone was talking about this the other day. I think it was Joe Rogan, the podcaster. How, and Steve, you brought it up. These left wing liberal, I know it's redundant, media, and many in pop culture, they created a caricature, tried to create a caricature of Donald Trump that he's some kind of an Adolf Hitler type person. Well, the vast majority of people in America, even though they may not have agreed with Trump's politics and may not even have voted for him, they knew that wasn't true. Huh?
Right.
I mean, look at his first 4 years that he had in office. He didn't do anything.
The economy was booming. COVID is the only reason he didn't get reelected.
Yes, he didn't do it.
Or some people would say he did get elected, but.
But COVID hurt his chances to be reelected.
Sure.
Because of what happened there before that. I'm just saying that, so you're trying to tell people that somebody's something they know he isn't.
That's right.
And you try to, after a while, that just doesn't play anymore. And you're going like, you got anything else to say?
You said it right before the break, the lying catches up.
So I think with MSNBC and CNN, for example, and some of these other news outlets, you know, you can keep trying to tell me this if you want to, but we all know it isn't true. Give me something I'm interested in, or we can discuss and have a debate. I'll go somewhere else. And I think that's where people are.
But we're not talking about a matter of different perspectives. We're talking about lying.
Yes.
Yeah. You can only hate watch for so long. All right. Hey, may I be the first to wish all of you a Merry Christmas? Yes. I don't know if I am the first, but I would like to. And I would like to offer you this, our once in future president singing his favorite Christmas song for you. This is Donald Trump, and I think you'll enjoy this. Cut 12.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. 47's coming to town. I made a beautiful list, and we're checking it twice. All the bad hombres will be deported by ICE. 47's coming to town. Tom Holman's gonna find you and make you go away. If you came here illegally, then you're not allowed to stay. So you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. 47's coming to town.
Who was that?
Sean Farage.
It's hard enough to imitate somebody, but to imitate someone singing, that's at a whole different level.
He's very good at it too.
Very good.
That was.
He had a key change.
He's done a lot of those.
I don't know if that was intentional, but he did have a key change in there.
I've heard of key changes. Changes in key. I'm not sure what that was. I certainly couldn't have identified it.
Sing it higher.
Donald Trump, but that guy's done many skits.
Yeah. He's
glad Trump won, because now he can make a living off doing these impersonations.
Who is doing Joe Biden for SNL? Was that Dana Carvey?
I think.
He had kind of a resurgence in his career.
Yep, that's gone.
With Joe Biden, but that is gone. I've seen pictures of President Biden. Yeah. He just looks terrible.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. President Biden.
Yeah.
Well, he's 80 something years old.
Dementia and everything else.
Yeah, there was some event where Kamala Harris and her husband, greeting some people, and then Jill Biden and Joe Biden came down. Am I right that they did not greet each other?
Biden skipped it. I don't know what Jill did. Well, you know, he's in. Anyway, we all know what's going on there.
Yeah.
All right. My thanks to Ed.
Chris
Wesley.
Buttons. Go check them out.
Yeah. Where do they go check
Resources.afa.net. Resources.afa.net. We have a special this week. 20 Christmas buttons for $10. Free shipping.
Wow. That's a great price. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
And thanks to Brent Creeley, our producer, Fred Jackson, and let's see. Did we have anybody else on? Yes, we did.
Brother Lawson.
Brother Jerry Lawson was on. We thank him. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.